Wednesday, February 22nd on the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. As I keep talking, my voice, I wonder if it is the lemon and the honey and all that good stuff. I have also in my mind that I will be better. I have put my mind into that gear. My voice will be better. My throat will be okay. Yada, yada. This is all allergy stuff. And it happens every year. Richie says, okay, here we are. It's early this year, but I think it lasts three, four, five years. And this time, or usually it's around the 1st of April when everything starts blooming, I lose my voice for a day or two. And it just happened bingo like that last night. But I've decided I'm having none of this.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Hey, do we retire the groundhog since he lied about the winter thing?
Well, yeah, I remember he said 6 more weeks of winter. We knew that was a lie when he said it.
But defining winter, he didn't say that it was the normal winter. He just said winter, this year's winter. It's usually this year's winter. And whatever the winter has been like, supposed to be 6 more weeks of whatever has come in the previous 6 to 8 weeks.
Stop defending that little rodent.
Wow. If he was on my farm, I'd run over his...
He should be served at the local little breakfast place.
Or bring him to Roberta's house.
No. Oh, yeah. Roast him.
Yeah.
Don't eat him. Just
it's a delicacy in some countries.
Yeah, right. Woodchuck, delicacy.
It's a delicacy in some states. What are you talking about?
I know.
So are you visualizing what you want in your mind? Are you not feeling well and you want to feel well? Well, feel well. Feel it. Or believe it. Make your mental blueprint and begin to build on that. Think what you want in terms of how you feel. If you're, you get the flu, you got a cold, imagine what it was like the day before you got the cold or the flu, or what it was like the last time you got the flu or a cold, and how you felt the day you knew you were better, right? Why not keep that in your mind? You know how to do that stuff, right, Roberta? Roberta knows how to do that
stuff. I know how to do that, boss.
Transform your thoughts into reality. That's the way to do it. I think visualization is handy stuff. And so the story at DougSteffen.com today, especially appropriate for... this is one of the many stories, but the one that involves visualization. If you can't see the story, just let me tell you a little about the essence of the story involving Keegan Bradley. You know who he is?
No idea.
I don't know who. He's a golf pro.
Okay.
Keegan Bradley.
Nope.
Who has come under fire as he plays golf around the country. Apparently, this guy is... He's crude. He has a bad habit of spitting. So every time he takes a swing, he spits on the golf course. And as a matter of fact, if you go to Twitter, Jennifer, you'll see this becomes one of the top trending topics this week on Twitter. Bradley spitting. Keegan Bradley and...
Ding.
Right. Yeah. Or not. In the case of out in the, on the grass, not going to be any ding there. If you look at some of the shots of him before he goes out into whether it's the first to tee or you're coming down the home stretch, he seems to, he said he wasn't even conscious of it. He just... Now, I know you can imagine what this looks like. Many of you have done it on the farm. I find myself when I'm all congested, I'm spitting.
It's not the... You know, the big old thing. It's just, he just goes as part of his pre-swing nervous tick type thing.
Yeah, right. So is it gross when people spit?
Yes.
800-510-8255. Is it more gross when women spit?
It's gross when anybody spits. Don't kid yourself. But yeah, you don't want to see a woman walking around spitting.
He says, I don't even know I'm doing it. It's like a reflex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you know, and now you should stop.
It's a long-time habit I'm trying to conquer.
Spitting. Roberta, you ever spit? In public?
No.
Never.
No.
Jennifer,
the only time I've spit is on top, I will admit, on top of a tall building, I will spit off the balcony. But I do. I just want to see it drop. So I used to do that at a hotel in Vegas.
Great.
Hopefully not. I wouldn't want to hit anybody, but, you know.
No.
Some people be like, is it raining? No, it's just her spitting at you.
I think after I'm visualizing that, I want to go on to something else, frankly.
Spitting off a building?
Back to the skydiving lady
the lesson
who took her family her son, her grandson and her daughter. She celebrated her 75th birthday by skydiving from 10,000 feet. So our poll today at DougStefan.com asks you whether or not you have ever been skydiving. A, yes, and I can't wait to do it again. B, once and once was enough. C, not yet, but I really want to. That's what Roberta's saying. And D, no, it seems silly to me to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. I don't think that's the aim, but at any rate, choose your poison. Pick your poison at DougStefan.com. Speaking of poison, the story from the TV show Amazing Race, and how a couple of... I would have thought this would happen. What's that other show? Not the race show, but what's the other one called that has... they're not Survivor either. What's the other one? The Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
Nobody's being in a
Fear Factor. I was trying to follow where you were going.
Fear Factor is back, and it's a great show. We love to watch it. My wife loves it. But had a little bit of an issue a few weeks ago where they actually, at the last minute, had an episode pulled because of the... disgusting thing that they were going to make. You know, they always have you eat a bug, you eat a worm, you eat, you know, with live this, live that, drink this, drink that. Well, they, I can't even tell you what they were going to make the people drink.
But it involved a donkey.
The lawyers let them tape the episode, but at the last minute, they pulled it and said, you know what, we just can't go through with this.
This is too disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there have been a lot of things that they've done that have been pretty disgusting.
I can't even watch that show.
It's a fun show.
I don't think any of those reality shows are worth a tinker's darn. I don't like any of them. Any of them. They just...
Do you want to talk about this Amazing Race story, though?
What, the death of those two producers?
Yeah, because I don't think Roberta and Rich have heard, but these guys, you know, when people are getting ready to find a location for a reality show, they send ahead producers to scout the location. And so these two guys from The Amazing Race went to Africa, actually Uganda, and they were scouting around when some local thugs had asked them, I guess, for some money, or they were bullying them a little bit, and the guys refused to meet their demands. They ended up poisoning them. One of them's dead. Jeff Rice died.
Whoa.
And this other guy is in a coma. They're trying to figure out what killed Jeff Rice so that they can save the person in the coma. Really, really crazy. Doug and I were talking how this almost sounds like a plot for a TV show. Yeah. I mean, it's nutty. And this guy had worked for The Biggest Loser. He worked for Whale Wars. He was scouting for The Amazing Race, though, in Africa.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
It really is. It's very, very, very... difficult to understand how people put themselves in this position. It just doesn't make any difference.
It's a lot of money being made with these shows.
Right. It's all about money. That's all it is.
Sure.
But when you think about just scouting locations for Africa, I mean, you wouldn't necessarily think you're going to run into a bunch of Ugandan street thugs.
Well,
you know?
Why wouldn't you if you're walking around Ugandan streets?
I guess.
Have you seen the movie In Time with...
Yes, her.
No.
Oh, what's her name?
No, well, Jessica Biel's husband-to-be. Why is that name?
Oh, Justin Timberlake?
Timberlake. In this movie I saw on the plane last night about how in the future our lives are going to be measured by the time that we own. And the time we own can be the barter. It's the exchange. There's no money anymore. You get paid in hours of living. When you buy something, it costs you X number of minutes. And there's a thing in your arm that shows you how many minutes or hours or days or weeks or months you have left.
That's crazy. It was called In Time?
In Time.
Stupid.
I didn't even hear about it.
Well, you know how long, what the end of your time is.
Well, at the end of your time, you know how long you're going to live by looking at how much time there is in your arm. The arm has a meter on it that shows how much time you have left.
And based on what? What if I have a heart attack when I'm 22 or get hit by a bus when I'm 35?
No heart attacks. It's a movie, Rich.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
A stupid movie.
Richie says it's stupid.
It's so funny.
That's stupid. Stupid Americans.
You dumb Americans. Watch these movies.
Okay. 16 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
January, February, March.
February?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's February, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. One prohibited. Open to legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada. Excluded baggage and all. And to 2912 for rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-941-2406. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-941-2406. That's 1-800-941-2406. 1-800-941-2406.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
That always, that's an important thing to do. Use it as directed.
We advise that for this show as well.
Exactly. There's a menu from the last lunch served on the Titanic. It's going to go on the auction block.
It's
story
cool
at DougStephan.com today.
Just iceberg lettuce?
I did on the website. Oh, Rich!
That actually was pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
Very good.
Martini rocks. Scotch rocks.
Leave it alone.
Oh,
iceberg lettuce
walk
is perfect.
Away.
Forget about it after that. Passenger tucked it into her purse. It's remained in her family since she survived the
tragedy. A few water spots, but
she'll get. They figure they'd get $150,000 for it at least. So you want to check that out?
They
see how it looks.
Top.
At Doug Stephan.
It's a cold cash here.
Can you stop him? The iceberg was good. Leave it alone. 21 after on Good Day.
I just keep flying into my head.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and short-wave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Birthdays for today, Wednesday, the 22nd of February. We all recognize the theme from SNL, and we are very happy to extend a happy birthday to Don Pardo, who turns 94 today.
The still voice, sounds great.
He still sounds terrific. Sounds better than I do at the moment, as a matter of fact. I want to be still doing this, Richie, when I'm 94 and sound like that he does.
He does a good job.
A great, great, great testimony. Yeah. I mean, it's all he does. He goes in there for an hour and does the stuff. But it's just kind of cool that he's associated as he is with it. So happy birthday to Don Pardo, everybody. He started, remember, as a kid doing The Price is Right?
Yeah.
And come on down. And whatever else he did. George Washington's birthday. You knew that, right?
Yep.
I cannot tell a lie. Died December 14, 1799. Born in the state 1722. The richest president in the history of presidencies in our country. So happy birthday to him. Let's see, who else have we got here on our list? We go to Rebecca Scholl, who is Faye on Wings. Somewhere around
a funny show.
Cape Cod.
Yeah. Yeah. It lasted for a couple of years, I guess, didn't it?
Probably, it lasted longer than that. It was 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah. Chet Walker, former basketball player with the Bulls, born in the state in 1940. Jonathan Demme, the Academy Award-winning director of Silence of the Lambs and Philadelphia and Married to the Mob and Swing Shift and Melvin and Howard and Caged Heat. A very prolific writer and director, born in the state in 1944. So what does that make him? 68 today. Happy birthday to him. Bobby Hendricks, singer with the Drifters.
Say the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
Let the music shine like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun.
Yep. Drifters, good stuff. He's 74 today. Happy birthday to him. Niki Lauda, Grand Prix Hall of Fame auto racer, Richie. I won all around the world, Spain, Holland, Monaco, Belgium, Sweden, France, USA, Brazil, South Africa. Good Lord. This guy's got quite a resume.
Does pretty well, huh?
And Julius Irving.
Dr. J.
As Dr. J, right, exactly. Basketball Hall of Famer, played for the University of Massachusetts, went there, then Virginia. Yeah, the NBA, let's see here, played for the 76ers, didn't he?
Yeah, big time, Philly.
Yeah, okay. All right, next is Kyle MacLachlan. who is Orson on Desperate Housewives. That show continuing, Jennifer?
It ends this year.
It does.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's still popular, I think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I see he's, and didn't we talk about him earlier being in a pilot with one of the other guys leaving from House? I see. Was that the combination?
He might be. I don't know if I saw that, but it sounds familiar. He might have been. He's been in a lot of stuff because he's been on and off Desperate Housewives, so he moves around from show to show, and then he comes back.
Speaking of moving around, Jeri Ryan is kind of a sex pot.
Yeah, you like her.
I do like
her.
She's
on Body of Proof.
Yes, she is. She's also on another show, too, though. It seemed, I think she's on two shows this year. She was originally 7 of 9 on Star Trek Voyager, and she's 44 today. Happy birthday to her. Let's see here. Julie Walters, actress in The Summer House, Mac the Knife. You know her if you saw her. Happy birthday to her. Scott Phillips, the drummer for Creed, is 39 today.
Good band.
Happy birthday to him. James Blunt,
you're beautiful.
38 today. It's a good song. And Drew Barrymore's birthday is today.
Maybe she's pregnant. We found out today.
1975, the rumor is she's pregnant. Yep. So that's appropriate. She was in The Wedding Singer. She can sing about her baby when she gets married to this guy. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance. Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bank on yourself.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mainline Radio, the Doug Steffen Good Days program, but people are talking about us all over the place, Richie, from Connecticut to Rhode Island, from Kentucky to West Virginia.
I was watching the phones this morning. They're coming in from everywhere.
From the District of Columbia.
To Sangala.
They hear us in Sangala at DougSteffen.com because we don't have any terrestrial sticks that get that far. All right. How about them apples? 800-510-8255 is always nice, whether you're north, south, east, or west. We are the program that's best. How's that? Good.
You're very clever today.
Nipsey Russell again. He's got the Nipsey Russell disease today.
Scratchy voice, but man, he's on.
We're the best.
I think my voice sounds better than it did when we first started, don't you?
No, it doesn't really.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
It doesn't sound any better, Doug.
You keep saying that, though. You convince yourself.
Trying to convince myself that that's the case, anyway. All right. Roberta, it's time for you to save us. We have a lot of great things at the Queen of Cheap Box today. We have some of the things that have been put in there this week. They stay for as long as they're good. Some of them are good for a day, some of them for a week, some of them for a month. And then there is, you know, some of the stuff that's evergreen. I'm not sure what you have in your bag of tricks. What's the best thing you have?
Well, right now I've got something from Vitacost.com. And it's really good if you're going grocery shopping, Doug, because up until now you had two choices. You could go to stores with low prices, but kind of, you know, sketchy natural products. You're not sure how long they've been on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Or stores with the healthy products. But the prices, you go in there and you get sticker shock. But this website called Vitacost.com, they've got things like better household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, natural organic foods. Mm. And the best thing is they're all at up to 50% off, Doug. Plus, orders over $49 get shipped to your door free. It's the best of both worlds, and it's called Mominomics. Get it? Mom plus economics. Mm-hmm. So if you go to Vitacost.com, you could take that cost out of healthy living. So go and check it out, Doug.
So, is I'm looking at this White House conference on homelessness among gay young people. They claim at the White House that 1.7 million young people are on the streets at some point in time during the year, and 40% are gay. Hmm. And one wonders, why? What's the connection? What am I missing here? I don't.
Why are they young by their families?
But why would they study just one sector of the homeless? Why don't they have a study to help all homeless people?
Well, I don't know. This
gay,
is even help.
Straight,
this is not about help. This is just a story about people on the street. And
I thought you said it was a White House study.
Well, but yeah, I'm saying it's a White House study. No, I'm sorry, it's not a study. It's a conference on homelessness. And among the discussion topics, an asterisk, is the problem of young men who are gay under the age of 20 who are homeless. That's the subset.
So the conference covers all homeless people.
It's going to be in Detroit.
But there's a high number of gay people that are homeless.
High number of young teenagers who are gay who are homeless.
So either they're afraid to tell their family, so they run away, or they're shunned by their family.
So is this shocking, surprising,
interesting
sad
phenomenon?
What is the what approach would we take to thinking this one through? Why? I mean, at a conference, I understand they want to speak to their base and it's election year and yada, yada, yada. But who knows of a young man under the age of 20 who is gay, who's homeless?
I mean, my interaction with homeless people is usually somebody asking for a little bit of money or a little bit of help. And most of the people that you would see would be middle-aged white guys, middle-aged black
guys. Usually veterans.
A lot of veterans. You see that a lot. And
that's sad, too.
It's very sad. And the Veterans Administration, we just had somebody on a few months ago. They're really trying to dig into that and see what's going on there and how they can help. But, yeah, it's all sad.
So, my question comes from why it would be a separate subset. Is this once again highlighting a group just because they're a voting bloc? I'm trying to figure this out, and I haven't really wrapped myself
around it. Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, whenever they had these little conferences at the White House to discuss a topic, absolutely they're pandering to one thing. They don't do this stuff to really help. I don't believe that the White House really does this stuff to really help people. They're pandering all the time.
Well, any of these things, you know Washington better than I do, Richie. This is the place in the world that has more 501c3 organizations, more former congressmen, more former political hacks who start some organization so that they can have a job, and they look for donations, and that's how they get a staff, and that's how they pay themselves. And so they're looking to advocate for one group or another, for another, and I just...
Well, I mean, a lot of them are sincerely, they're groups that are started by people who are trying to help a certain subset of people, for sure, but then they go out and get the celebrities or the congressmen or the lobbyists who can help them raise the money for it. So they may not necessarily start the organization, but they certainly go out and get somebody to attach themselves to it.
So here I'm looking at, I just Googled the unemployment numbers and homeless. I Googled homeless and unemployment comes up. And you know that this week the unemployment number is back up to 9% anyway. But as a result of looking at one story, picture of a homeless man, white, it says, I'm out of work. Love your kids. Please help. This is a man, I'm guessing, late 40s by looking at him. The other distinguishing feature he has is a Boston Red Sox baseball cap on. This particular
See, that's
picture.
What happens, Red Sox fans.
That I'm looking at. But anyway, the number of people that you do encounter on the street, usually white men in their 40s, once in a while a black guy. Most of them are veterans, which is pretty disgusting. Here's what I ask. Let me just throw this for general consumption. Every day we hear about these guys like Sheldon Adelson, who has so far given $100 million to Newt Gingrich. $100 million.
Wow.
What a waste
to
of money.
Newt Gingrich. Unbelievable.
Who has that to just give away?
$100 million.
Hey, that money's being spent. It's being circulated. It's out into the out into the economy.
Right. So good for radio and television buying all those ads.
I guess.
$100 million. Other than it's a perversion and corruption of the system, what good could this guy do? I mean, he's not doing any good wasting it on Newt Gingrich.
Hey,
what could he do with $100 million when it came to the homeless?
You know, Gingrich throws a lot of bombs out there that actually help the conversation.
Rich, he could do that without $100 million
no, he couldn't.
This guy.
No, he couldn't at all. People would ignore him. They would
pay any
attention
to him. The bombs he's throwing out there, the $100 million is buying advertising. It isn't propping Newt Gingrich up. It doesn't pay for his bus. It doesn't pay for him to go speak or to have the all these debates. That isn't what that money is for. It's paying for advertising. That's all it's doing. It's paying for advertising.
What did Gingrich say yesterday? He was bashing the green economy people and say his hook line yesterday was you can't hang a gun rack in the back of a Prius.
Yeah.
Well, I love
it. It was a Bolt.
Sorry, really
it was a Chevy Bolt he was having. But,
classic.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So,
he's
anyway,
got some good lines,
the point that I'm trying to come to the surface with here is this guy gives millions, tens of millions of dollars to Newt Gingrich's campaign. Imagine the good he could do with it if he cared about helping people who would genuinely need, not the phony homeless, not the phony beggars, not the phony fakers who are around looking for your dough, who wear brand new sneakers and are always smoking cigarettes and stuff. Those aren't the people that need your help. But there are legitimate needs, mostly, to my way of reckoning, men and some women who have been in service to our country, there are tens of thousands mm-hmm. of these people in one of the most despicable realities in our country today. Despicable that these people don't get the treatment that they need. They're out of work. They don't have any. There's no. Once you're out of the service, that's it until maybe retirement time. So the largest percentage of homeless men, white men, are men who have been in the service. And why? So here we have this guy who's spending millions of dollars to float Newt's boat, and he could be doing it. I'm sure he doesn't care. He doesn't give a damn. But if he did, think of the good he could do. That's the premise of my question. I just look at these numbers, and it gives me nausea. Anyway, let's see. Roberta. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Roberta.
What?
There's a new Physicians Recognition Award
oh.
being given, this is new this year, for the best artistry in plastic surgery.
Oh.
The best artistry.
The best artistry in plastic surgery being given this year to a doctor.
Rivers?
No, she's not the doctor. She's
oh.
the face.
Oh.
This is for state-of-the-art technology when it comes to rebuilding mostly, I guess, faces or whatever. I mean, you wouldn't care if you had your breast rebuilt, right? It's your face that counts. That's where
well,
the work is.
Not yeah. always. Not always the face that counts, no.
Yeah, but who's looking at somebody's breasts and examining them?
Definitely not you and Rich.
No, never do that.
No,
you
I don't mean
evolved.
It that way.
I
don't mean that
I know.
Way. Yeah. I just mean in terms of, you know, you see the face of somebody who's been redone. I told you I met this woman in Israel who looked at my face and said, you know, you need to get that little brown spot on your face checked out. And I did. And there was some precancerous stuff in there. She went and had it done, and they found so much cancer in the side of her face, they took her half of her face off.
Oh, my gosh.
Rebuilt it with plastic surgery. So you look
they're
at it now, you
face transplants now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
So those would be the people that would be up for this new award, the Physicians Recognition Award going for the artistry in plastic surgery. This year it goes to a guy from Palm Desert, which I guess a lot of people down there probably have mm-hmm. That work done, right?
Have the cash and want the product,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. 16 before the hour, speaking of your products, here's word on a couple of your favorites.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to QuickenLoans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
So here you are, stuck in rush hour traffic, thinking about your back pain. You know, if you'd used a Thermacare heat wrap this morning, it would still be working. That's because Thermacare is the only wrap with patented heat cells that penetrate deep to relax, soothe, and unlock tight muscles for up to 16 hours of relief. That's 8 hours while you wear it, and 8 more even after it's off. Can your patch say that? And you? You'd be sitting pretty all the way home. For up to 16 hours of back pain relief, try Thermacare. Use as directed.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
This programming is brought to you by the GMC Certified Service Experts, technicians who make the grade. To help make sure your GMC is ready for whatever the traffic and weather throw at it, visit GMCCertifiedService.com for our latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
All right, so.
Yes?
I'm actually doing my homework. I'm doing a little studying on a couple of things we have at DougStefan.com. Richie and Jennifer were just talking about something that I thought was...
Yeah, I'm reading about
I'm eavesdropping to your conversations where I'm doing some other
Jason Campbell, who was the quarterback for the Redskins for a couple of years, and now is a Raiders, was...
Another reason to hate the Raiders,
yeah, really. Was supposed to get married this past weekend and had invited 162 guests to join them at an exclusive club in the Dominican Republic. And the wife-to-be was even tweeting about it.
Mm-hmm.
All the way up until almost the big day.
Game time.
The guests get there, arrive for the wedding, and then find out that the couple had called the wedding off.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? They just weren't there. They had no explanation. They were gone.
They were there on the island. I don't think they were there at the wedding, though. And a lot of stories are getting thrown around. But he says, listen, I love her a lot. I still want to marry her. We just got some things to work out. I love her too much to leave her at the altar. I would never do that.
Give me the truth.
But apparently, you don't love your friends and family enough to leave them at the altar.
Yeah. After they, and they probably spent the money to go down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to think. At what point, after you ask somebody to marry you, make plans and invite all of your friends to go on an expensive trip to see you... You know, recite your vows. Do you decide, I change my mind?
Not so much. Hey, better than getting married for the wrong reasons, though.
Yeah, but I got to think that you should think about this 6 months, 8 months, a year, 3 months before it all happens, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes things change. Sometimes people's state of mind changes. Sometimes people do things that are really bad. I mean, if somebody cheats the week before the wedding, you have every right to call it off.
Why would you cheat the week before the wedding? That's, again, something you should have known.
Well, you shouldn't be getting married.
Right.
Yeah. Or last fling, you know.
Or last fling.
Roberta.
There's the New Yorker. Yeah.
I know. Take one more. Come on.
All right, Dudley.
Take one for the Gipper.
That's it.
You think he ever fooled around on Nancy?
No, he loved her a lot.
I don't think he was quite the man about town when he was younger, but I think he was quite loyal. I think they really loved one another. Pretty good story as far as those two are concerned. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
cure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I've been telling you about Eat Foods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from Eat Foods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from Eat Foods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the Eat Foods meals are easy to prepare. 8, Eat Foods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The Dow is going up, but so are oil prices and prices at the pump. What does it all mean? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start with the stock market. The Dow finishing with a modest gain yesterday of just 16 points. But during the day, the Dow actually hit the 13,000 mark. First time that's happened since May of 2008. Pete Najarian of OptionMonster.com says this has been an impressive run for the market.
Especially when you consider what some of these lows that we reached under the terms of everything that was focused so much on the mortgage situation, the financial crisis.
Najarian adding that there have been different parts of the market that have been leading this rally.
We've had the financials finally starting to get a lift this first part of 2012, but as we push towards this 13,000 level, it certainly has been more about the materials and the fertilizer names that really are pushing.
That being said, there is one factor that has the potential to turn our entire economy into fertilizer. We're talking about skyrocketing oil prices, which in turn have led to painful prices at the pump. White House spokesman Jay Carney had this to say yesterday at his daily briefing.
The president is very aware of the impact that the global price of oil has on families. And this is not something that this administration discovered or rediscovers every spring, as some politicians do.
Well, that's fine. But what to do about it? Can anything be done as we face the prospect of record prices approaching $5 a gallon this summer?
There are no magic solutions to rising oil prices and the pain that Americans feel at the pump.
Carney was pressed about Republican demands to increase domestic oil exploration and production. Carney responding by saying domestic oil production is at an 8-year high. The current spike in gas prices is generally blamed on instability in the Middle East and fluctuating global markets. Meanwhile, the experts tell us our eyeballs will continue to fluctuate with no end in sight to increases at the pump. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Danny Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit Smugs.com today. Many spots throughout Utah and Colorado picking up fresh snow for the President's Week, like at Park City, riding on a fresh half a foot of new snow. They have every trail at 114 runs, while the Deer Valley is 100 trails. The canyons continues down pretty much every run in over 3,200 acres. They picked up a recent 7 inches of new snow. It's over a foot at Snowbird in the last several days. 85 runs total at Snowbird. Badger Pass in California with some fresh snow in the last week. They have 9 runs open. The Eastern Mountains getting ready for some milder temperatures through the end of the holiday week. White facing the Adirondacks with over 70 runs and 18 miles. While at Blue Knob in Pennsylvania, they check out 20 runs, including some day and night skiing. Snow in Vermont with 2 peaks and over 40 miles of skiing. Ragged Mountain in New Hampshire with a couple of dozen runs. They have four lifts open. Get $5 off ticket deals at SailCountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, as we mentioned earlier, modest gains for the market. The Dow up 16, closing at 12,966 yesterday. S&P up 1. NASDAQ actually dropped 3 points. Crude oil prices at a nine-month high, up another $2.60, finishing the day at $105.84. The final four Republican presidential hopefuls, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, Newt Gingrich, and Ron Paul, all taking part in a debate tonight in Mesa, Arizona. The presidential primary in Arizona, along with one in Michigan, is less than a week away, set for next Tuesday. The sounds in the streets of New Orleans yesterday. Yes, Mardi Gras, and the sounds in the streets of New Orleans today. Much calmer now that Mardi Gras is over. Today is Ash Wednesday, Christians around the world marking the beginning of Lent. Couple of weather-related closing notes. The first one deals with the Summer Olympic Games. No, not this year's games. We're talking about the 2020 Summer Games. The venue for the Summer Olympics in 2020 hasn't been decided yet, but one of the nations in the running is the Middle East nation of Qatar, spelled Q-A-T-A-R, pronounced Qatar. What Qatar has going for it is the fact that about 90% of the sites for the games are already built or planned, but there is a small problem with summertime in Qatar. The summer heat in that country can reach about 122 degrees. That's right, 122. Even if it's a dry heat, it's still hot. Too hot to hold the games during the summer months, so officials in Qatar are proposing to hold the games over the first 2 weeks of October in 2020. Summer Olympics in October. Hey, why not? And finally, how about a trip to that paradise known as Hawaii? You've heard of Blue Hawaii. What about White Hawaii? A winter storm bringing snow to the summits of Hawaii's Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. Temperatures at the summits have been below freezing for several days. The irony, of course, is that a big chunk of the continental U.S. has had a very mild winter with very little snow. Who knew you'd have to travel to Hawaii to get some of that? And by the way, a big thank you to SpongeBob SquarePants for supplying this Hawaiian music. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.